Kedushin and Nachman Malach quotes a whole series of different psukim to teach us the principle of shlichus. The shluch shlom kemelsel, that I appoint a person to be Makadosh Nisha for me, and to be Garish Nisha, to be Makadosh Truma, Shakar Pesach, all the different examples that the Gemara quotes. So we have a principle called shluch shlom kemelsel. So one can raise a question about this principle of shluch shlom kemelsel. It's even a similar question to what we spoke a little bit about Shemek Haran, that's why it just was struck me to talk about it. One can raise the following question about shluch shlom kemelsel. How serious should we take this klal, shluch shlom kemelsel? This equation, the shliach equals the mishalech, and the mishalech equals the shliach. Do we really mean it? In the sense of that, let's say when Reuben appoints Shimon to be Megarish, his wife, who is the Megarish? Who is the one who's supplying the Gerishon? Who is the one who's creating the Chalos? Do we say shluch shlom kemelsel, that the shliach is now the Megarish, and the Baal is out of the picture? The Baal had to appoint somebody to be the shliach. But once he appoints the shliach, then the shliach takes on a life in and of itself, and he becomes the Megarish. What do we say? No. That the Baal is still the Megarish. He's the husband, he's the Megarish. I mean, the shliach is the Megarish. It's not married to the woman. The Baal is the Megarish. The shliach is doing the Maisa Gerishon, and he's giving the get, he's giving the kiddush, and he's doing the truth, whatever it is. But at the end of the day, the Baal HaChalois is still the Baal, the original husband. So what's the nature of Shluch Shalom Kemosek? Does it mean that the Shaliach becomes the Baal HaChalois? Or does the original Baal and the Mishaleach still retain the status of Baal HaChalois?
What does that mean, the first time that the
Shaliach becomes the Baal? He's the one who's creating the Chalois Gershon.
He somehow got...
He has become the husband, right.
Is it... It's
not
what the
Gemara
means when
it
talks about human
himself. No. He's the guy now. He's the guy in the driver's seat now. So my nafka mina, what's the difference? At the end of the day, the shlich is going to work. At the end of the day, the husband's going to... At the end of the day, the wife is divorced. Who cares whether the baal's the baal achalois, or the shlich's the baal achalois? So come the Rishayim and have the following machlokes, based on the Gemara that appears at the beginning of the seventh paragraph of Masechet Gittin. Gemara says that if a person appoints, say Reuven appoints a shlich to Megarish his wife, and then before the shliach has a chance to give the get, so Reuven becomes a shaita. Reuven becomes insane. He's a lav bardas. And the halacha is that a lav bardas can't be megarish. Lav bardas can't create a chalois of gerishin. He doesn't have das gerishin. So what is the halacha? Reuven appoints Shimon to be the shliach to megarish his wife, and then before the get comes to Rachel's hand, Reuven becomes a shaita. So Gemara says the get is no good. But if you look at the Rambam writes that the get is no good mid the Rabbanim, the Rambam writes. The Rambam uses Lashon HaRei to get posel. The Rambam writes, in Uchaz Gerishin, whenever he uses the phrase get posel, that means it's posel mid the Rabbanim. Whenever he uses the phrase get botel, or eino get, it means it's no good mid HaTorah. So here the Rambam deliberately uses the phrase HaRei Zeh get posel. Get is no good mid the Rabbanim. Whereas the Tuor quotes the same halacha and writes HaRei Zeh eino get. The get is not chal even mid HaTorah. So what's the nekudas of machloekes between the Rambam and the Tuor? How come the Rambam says the get is no good only mid the Rabbanan? Because according to the Tuor, the get is no good even mid the Raisa. So comes the Ketzos and says, I'll tell you what the machloekes says. It's this machloekes, it's mamish the shayla. Says the Ketzos, according to the Rambam, the shaliach has become transformed to become the Megarish. So he's the Baal HaGerishin, he's supplying the Das Gerishin. So what do I care if the husband is a shaita? With the Rabbanan it doesn't look right. With the Rabbanan it's exactly, we don't like him with the Rabbanan. With the Raisa, there's nothing wrong. Once the Baal appoints a shaliach to be the Megarish, the shaliach takes on the roles the Baal HaGerishin, the Baal is totally out of the picture, and the get is good min HaTorah. Whereas the Tuor holds the opposite lomdus in terms of shalichus. The Tuor holds, no, shalichus means that the Baal is still in the driver's seat. He's still the Baal HaGerishin, he's still the Baal HaChalois. So close mind that he's a laver das, the get is not going to be chal min haTorah. That's the closest formulation of the machlokes to Rambam and the Torah.
To the Rambam, that's really totally the shliach. How come min haTorah the Baal can be mivatel it and still
be shliach? Because osi dibur mivatel dibur, he can be mivatel the shlichos.
So
since he can be mivatel the shlichos, so mamela, it turns out that the guy's not a shlich anymore.
He can be mafkia, whatever this shlich now right. Has that.
That's right, he's can be mafkia, easy come, easy go, right. So I thought you could ask me the Ketzos' cash on the Rambam. The Ketzos asks, if the Rambam's right, so then Lachor, the Halacha should be the same when it comes to the husband dying. What if Reuven appoints a Shaliach to be Megarish's wife, and before the get is delivered, Reuven dies? So you should say Minatari, the get's good. Because who cares that the husband is dead? if the shliach has all the koiches, he's the balagirushin, he's the balachalois, so what does the bottom mean if the husband is dead? That's the ketzos kasha. And the halach is clearly not that way. The halach is that ain't get liacham misa. Once the husband dies, so the get is no good min haTorah. So bishlam, according to the Torah, I understand why the get is no good min haTorah. But according to the Rambam, so what's the problem? According to the Rambam, the get should be totally good midaraisa.
Doesn't Rashi address it on that more?
What does Rashi say?
Doesn't Rashi say that if the chalam doesn't even work anymore, now the whole that's msivas hashlichus is gone? So like lemafreya the
you don't mean the siva. What you mean is like this. Rashi does address it. Rashi says like this. The Ketzos answers the kasha by saying, "No, ain't get leachamisa is a different word. Once the husband dies, she's not his wife anymore." So once she's not his wife, what shach to megarish? She's ready no mother, she's not a grush anymore. So once the ishus has been paka, so then it's not shach to throw up a megarish her anymore. If the husband just becomes a shaita, so she's still married to the shaita, so then the Rambam's lomdus kicks in that the shaliach takes on the status of the husband, and the shaliach can be megarish the wife, and he's the bala gerushin. But when the husband, when the husband dies, so once he dies, there's ishus. It's not an ishus anymore. There's no ishus, not shaykh to them and gerush anymore. But, so no matter how you slice it, this is the way the Ketzos learns pshat in the machlekes. Machlekes in the Rambam and the Torah. What? With the Rambam and the Torah? No, chafstaf kumin and midaraisa. It means according to the Rambam, the woman is only neshtis min the Rabbanim. According to the Torah, it's mamash neshtis min the Raisa. Hey guys, come on in. How are you doing? How you doing? The chabur got bigger. It's called, the Shia just became called Shas topics. That's what it was supposed to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very unclear. A lot of, okay. Whatever it is, Baruch Hashem, join. Welcome to the party. Sit down, bring a can of Coke and, okay. So we're talking a little bit about shlichus, about what exactly the rule of shlichus and kamelos is all about. Everybody said there's a cloud called shlichus, but there are some limitations to shlichus. There are some cases where shlichus doesn't work. So one limitation to shlichus actually is not even a Gemara explicitly, but it's a cloud that the Rishonim develop, which is everybody accepts, that there's no shlichus by a mitzvah sheba gufo, something which involves the guf of the person. So shlichus doesn't exist. There's no such kind of shlichus. It's something which involves the person's body. Let's say the marshal, you know, davening. What time is davening tomorrow morning? What time is davening? I never remember.
8:30, 8:45.
I don't know. I never remember. It's 8:30 probably. 8:30. It's early Friday. Come on, I sleep late tomorrow. So listen, I'll appoint one of the madrichim. So instead of waking me, I'll do me a favor. You get up, go to the 8:30 meeting, and put on tefillin twice. Once for yourself, once for me. So shlichus, good. I'm asking one nice idea. Sounds good. So the rishonim assume that it doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? Why can't you have shlichus and a mitzvah shebegufo? That's the reason why you have to come to the chiddush of shemei ka'ina, because otherwise it would have been a chisar and a mitzvah shebegufo. So why doesn't it work? So comes the Tosfos Rid in the beginning of the second paragraph of Sefer Kedushin, and it says, I'll tell you why it doesn't work. It doesn't work except for Tosfos Rid, because shlichus only makes sense when there's something that's misyaches back to the mishalech. Okay, let's say you have, a person's mekadesh and isha. So Reuben appoints Shimon to mekadesh and isha. So Shimon does the kiddushin, but the woman becomes mekudeshes to Reuben. So Reuben is something to walk away with. Reuben is something tangible that's misyaches to him. Well, let's say Reuben appoints Shimon to megarish his wife. So now the woman is no longer Reuben's wife. So Reuben has lost something. So shlichus usually conjures up the image that the mishalech has something at the end of the day. There's something that's misyaches back to mishalech. Well, let's say, for example, in the case of Truma. So I have a lot of grain. I want someone to be mafish Truma on my behalf. I appoint you as a shaliach. So now my grain becomes mutter. Or I appoint you to be shaliach to shech by Karim Pesach. Those are the four cases in the Gemara. Kedushin, Gerushin, Karim Pesach, and Shalichas. Truma. But those are the four makaris for shalichas. So in the case of the Karim Pesach, I have a carbon that's Nikral Shmi. It's my carbon now. I can eat the carbon now. I can be Yitzim and Mitzvah now. That's usual shalichas. But shlichus, Zavta Taisus Rid, on just a Maisa B'Alma, when there's nothing tangible or halachic that can go back to the Mishaleach, that's not included in the parish of shlichus. That's the Taisus Rid you say. Therefore, Hanochas tefillin, there's no chalois of hanochas tefillin, and netilas lulav, yeshiva besukah, there's no chalois involved. So what are you going to say? Your yeshiva besukah is going to be misyachis to be what? Where do I have? It's just a maisa lekicha b'yam, it's a maisa achil smatza b'yam, it's a maisa hanochas tefillin b'yam. So that maisa doesn't go back to me. No, that's not a positive thing that the person now walks away with. There's not a change in a chalois. That's just he fulfilled his mitzvah. So that's what Taisus Rebbe is saying. So comes the Ktzais, the very first Ktzais, the Ruch HaShluchin, and says he thinks that the Taisus Rebbe is not correct. He says that there's a raya from the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Mem Beis. The Gemara has a whole discussion about whether Yesh Shluchas L'Dva Avera, whether Yesh Shluchas L'Dva Avera, Ein Shluchas L'Dva Avera. If I appoint somebody to kill somebody, so now go ahead, the guy goes out, I hire a hitman. He goes out and he kills Reuven, so am I chayav misa for that or not? So it was a machlekes atenoim. So we all know Ein Shluchas L'Dva Avera. We're familiar with that principle, Ein Shluchas L'Dva Avera. You can't appoint a shluch doing a avera for you. But one Tana disagrees. Anyone know who the Tana disagrees was? Very famous Tana. Shammai himself. Not Bei Shammai. Shammai. Shammai has Hazokin. The Gemara quotes in Kedushin Daf Mem Beis and Gimel, Shammai has Hazokin in there that Yesh Shluchas L'Dva Avera. And the Gemara explains what the Mekudus of Machlokes is, how Shammai knew his Shita, we know our Shita. Very nice. So comes the Ktzais and says, I don't understand. What is Shammai and the Chacham arguing about whether Yesh Shluchas L'Dva Avera or not, whether the Mishalech, the guy who hires the hitman, is Chayav Misa, where's the Chalois? Where's the, what's Mishiach is back to the Mishalech? What, the other guy's dead? So there's not a chalois, the guy's dead. We're being done on the Maiser Ritzicha. Can you say that the Maiser Ritzicha, when Reuven pulls the trigger, is that Ke'ilu Shimon the Mishalech pulled the trigger or not? So Shammai said, yeah, and we pass Kenen Shalach Adva Avera. If the Taisus is right, that Shlichos.
Is this a Ritzicha, the Maiser Ritzicha, or the fact that the guy ended up dead by something that he did?
It's a Maiser Ritzicha. Go about and causing somebody to die, that's called Gram Ritzicha, that's not Ritzicha Mamish. The fact that I did something that causes somebody to be dead, that's not
Not Pateras Gram Ritzicha, but is it in that etzem idea of doing
it's not Misyachis to me though. It's a dead guy, it's not Misyachis. It's like my Tzvu is now mortal, it's like I have a woman, I have a woman who's divorced from me. So there's no Shaychas to me as the Mishalech. So this seems to undermine the whole Taisus Rid you said in Shlichus. The Taisus Rid said that the very definition of Shlichus requires that there should be something that's Mishiachis back, that relates back to the Mishalech. So Zabdik says it's not true. The whole discussion in the Gemara about Yesh Shlichus Vavei, Yesh Shlichus Vavera undermines that entire concept. So it's a machlokes to the Taisus Rid and the Ktzais. So Taka, what's the answer? Why is it, according to the Ktzais, why is it that there's no Shlichus and Mitzvah Shebegufo? So the Ktzai says very simple. Shlichus means that I can appoint you as a shliach and you do a ma'aseh that ma'aseh is misyaches to me. So when I appoint you as a shliach to put on tefillin, I'm too tired to get up tomorrow morning. I say, Shlomo, do me a favor, put on tefillin for me tomorrow morning, okay? So what does Shlomo do? He takes my tefillin, he does a nice thing, he goes, takes my tefillin, and where does he put the tefillin? On his arm. What if I got up in the morning and I put tefillin on Shlomo's arm? I wouldn't be answering the mitzvah either. The mitzvah anochas tefillin is not to do a maisa anochas tefillin. That's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is doing anochas tefillin on your own arm. So Shlomo's arm is not my arm. His arm is Shlomo's arm. So the maisa anochas tefillin is misyach is back to me. That's beautiful. That's wonderful. It's irrelevant. That's not what the mitzvah tefillin is. The mitzvah tefillin is to put tefillin on your own arm.
So if you put tefillin on my arm,
of course I would be. Of course I would be. I'd say.
Kind of whatever
that idea is. Whatever that idea is. You don't need shlichos for that. That's the regular mitzvah, not to do the mitzvah.
You know the bracha is.
What else did you call? Shaykh Jones,
the Tonal. Mitzvah.
Leo Salav Tonal. It's a silly way of talking. So it has to be a lady. Anyway, so bottom line, at the end of the day, both the Taisus Rid and the Ktzais subscribe to this idea that there's no shlichos on mitzvah Shebegufo. Taisus Rid with his lamdas, the Ktzais is objection to his lamdas, the Ktzais is a mahalach. So everyone's masking with some achlaikis, Taisus Rid and the Ktzais. Right, you like that lashon? That's okay. That's a body. Machlokes Taisus Rid and the Ktzais. Rishon Acharon. So what's the problem with that? Problem is, I almost got into serious trouble with that once. That would happen. Exactly when it happened. It was famished this time of year. It was special shoftim. I think it was. It was the first Shabbos that I went to meet my wife's family before we got engaged. My wife's from California originally, so we had met right before the summer. We were going out during the course of the summer. The summer of 94, and then I went out to LA to go meet them, spend Shabbos there. So somehow, somewhere, I don't know exactly, I ended up getting talked into giving a shiur or something that Shabbos. So I was giving a shiur, and somehow ended up, it's been a shas topic shiur, I don't know. So he ended up talking about shlichos, and the Taz is written, the Ktzais or something, it was a little impromptu discussion. So I said something, I quoted the Machlagis Taz written in the Ktzais, and I said, yeah, it's Machlagis Taz written in the Ktzais. So there was a Rosh Hashiva there from Bnei Brak, who was visiting, and he started to scream. And he said, no, echad echad agid davar kazeh. Machlekes taizvir nekzais, echachol yot. She had taizvir risha nekzais achron. I efshah b'shum panim of the machlokot ben risha v'achron. So I don't want to be chutz v'dik. I was a kid at the time. I still wouldn't want to be chutz v'dik. So I don't want to say that. Okay, so Tajvit says one thing. Nekzais disagrees. So you like to call something else? I mean, call whatever you want to call. But in my room, I'm going to call that a machlekes. So anyway, yeah, sure. So, my father was standing there scratching, trying to figure out what do they want? What's going on here? He brought out this guy, supposed to be a son, was getting into a fight with some Rashiva, 80-year-old Rashiva from Bnei Brak. But I was right. Wait a minute. So, it's my colleague that's doing the success. Good. This cloud of Shlichos, it's a very all encompassing cloud. Shlichos, Kabbalic, Meridic, so many different applications of it. But there are certain times when Shlichos doesn't work. So, one of the examples when Shlichos doesn't work, as we just said, is Ein Shlichot Ba'Aveira. Why is Ein Shlichot Ba'Aveira? What's the aside of Ein Shlichot Ba'Aveira? What?
Yeah.
Oh, so the Gemara gives a svar for it. So the Gemara gives a svara of Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, and Divrei Mishaymim. That how come the guy is going to listen to you? He's not supposed to listen to you. He's supposed to listen to Rabbanu Shalom. So therefore, somehow the shlichus doesn't work. Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, and Divrei Mishaymim. Therefore, the halach is if I tell Reuven to kill Shimon, if Reuven pulls the trigger, Reuven's chayim. I'm not chayim. The Gemara says I'm going to get it in Shemayim. The Rabbanu Shalom is going to punish me in Shemayim. But in Beis Shemata, so the Mishalech is not going to be chayim. Only the shlichus chayim. The shliach shouldn't have listened to me. He should have listened to the Rebbe. That's what the Gemara says in the Sefer Kedushin. So there's a big machlekes in the Rishonim. Just how far this reason goes. Is this the real reason for the halacha? And if this reason doesn't apply, then the halacha doesn't apply. Or do we say this is a nice reason? It's a nice drasha. It's a nice sermonic reason. But at the end of the day, Ein Shlichot Ba'Aveira perhaps is Gzeiras HaKosav. The Gemara seems to quote Psukim for it in Kiddushin Daf Mez and Daf Mem Gimel. So this is a big machlokes in Rishonim. How far does this reason go? How much does this application, this reason, govern the details of the halacha? So this is the machlokes Taisus in the Ritva, the beginning of the second part of Kiddushin. So Taisus writes that Taisus took this Gemara with the utmost seriousness, that Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, and Divrei Mishaymim is the reason why Ein Shlichot Ba'Aveira, and if the reason doesn't apply, then the din doesn't apply. When does the reason not apply? If the shaliach is shaygeg. Let's say the shaliach doesn't even know he's doing an avera. He's a nice guy. He doesn't think that I'm going to be machshel and doing an avera. He thinks that what he's doing is perfectly on the up and up. So Tosfos says, and the klal doesn't apply. And if the klal of Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud doesn't apply, then memela shlichos kicks in, and memela the shaliach is going to be chayev, and the shaliach is a shaygeg. That's Tosfos Chiddush. And the Ritva disagrees. The Ritva in Kedushin Daf Mem Beis says, nah, what are you talking about? Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, that's not the real reason. It's a kach nemra loch l'mosh sitting with a kash on the maisa. Ein shlichot ba'aveira, and therefore, anytime there's a ba'aveira, where the shaliach knows what's going on, doesn't know what's going on, etc., ein shlichot ba'aveira. End of discussion.
One time I was speaking on this subject with someone, and I wasn't sure I didn't want to answer it. I thought that maybe you could say that it's telling the Chakira that I already spoke at before, you could say it goes to each time. Because if you say it's the Adam Mishalech, it's actually what the Mishalech is doing. So then even if the guy himself is not Chloe, it's a Shogig, or he's not, he doesn't have this Isser that he's doing for the other guy, still, so then. But
it still depends on the room Mishalech. Maybe it's related, maybe. I'm not sure. But there is a very basic fundamental question about this cloud of Ein Shlichot Ba'Aveira, just how far this cloud goes. Ein Shlichot Ba'Aveira, one could raise the following question. Does Ein Shlichot Ba'Aveira mean, in terms of determining who is going to be chayav, who's going to get the onus in Beis Din Shamata, who's going to be punished? The guy who pulled the trigger or the guy who hired the hitman? So Ein Shlichot Ba'Aveira tells me that the guy who pulled the trigger is punished in Beis Din Shamata, and the guy who hired the hitman is going to get off scot-free in Beis Din Shamata, at least. That's the simple pshat Ein Shlichot Ba'Aveira. It's just a way of determining who's going to get the chayav, who's going to get the einish. Well, maybe Ein Shlichot Ba'Aveira means even more than that. Maybe Ein Shlichot Ba'Aveira means that the concept of shlichus is a chiddush haTorah, and this chiddush haTorah was not given b'makom aveira. And not only is it a question of who gets punished, who doesn't get punished, but the very shlichus is betela. It means whenever there's an avera involved, so the whole shlichus is pakla. The whole, the concept of shlichus doesn't exist in makom avera. Shemayim, the Baruch Hu can do whatever he wants. But in terms of this world, is any shlichus of avera just a hafka from the chiyah, from the einish? Or is any shlichus of avera much deeper than that, that actually is mafkia the very etzem shlichus? So this is a famous shail that actually appears to be 2 days in Taisus in the first Pekah Maseches Bava Metzia. So we need a little bit of a background to this discussion. So the Gemara discusses the issue of Ein Shluchat V'Aveira in the following case. If a Kohen says to a Yisrael, go be Mekadesh, this Grusha for me, would you apply Ein Shluchat V'Aveira or not? So the Gemara has an issue with that because from the vantage point of the Kohen, it's an Aveira. Kohen's not allowed to marry a Grusha. At the end of the day, the Yisrael is allowed to marry Grusha, so it's a funny case. Usually, Ein Shluchat V'Aveira means no one's allowed to be Rotzeh. I'm not allowed to kill, you're not allowed to kill. So that it's an Aveira for both of us. But this quirk, this particular case of the Aveira, is only an Aveira for one party, for the Shaliach, but not for the Mishaleach, but not for the Shaliach. So would you say Ein Shluchat V'Aveira Shaliach? It's a whole discussion in the Gemara. So Frek Tais Akasha, what's the Gemara talking about? Ein Shluchat V'Aveira, Ein Shluchat V'Aveira, L'Gaviwa, my Nafkamina. Whether Yesh Lechad V'Aveira, L'Chor Nafkamina, who's going to get Malkus? There's an Issa, the Mimakadah Shagusha, right? Lo Yikach, Isha Gusha, Mishalekachu. So if you hold that Yesh Lechad V'Aveira in these cases, then the Mishalech will get the Malkus. If you hold the Yesh Lechad V'Aveira, the Shalich get the Malkus, maybe, right? So that's the Shaila. So comes to us and says, I got bad news for you. Nobody gets Malkus. Because the Gemara says in the end of the Maseches Kiddushin that if a person is Mekadesh Agrusha, even the Kohen himself is Mekadesh Agrusha, he doesn't get Kiddushin until he's Baalah. When he's Baalah, then he's Chayim Malkus twice. But Kol's man that he was just Mekadesh, and there's no Malkus. So Frek Tais Akasha, what's the Gemara pilkling, wasting our time in the first Pech above Metzia, where the Yesh Tulichud V'Avera, Yesh Tulichud V'Avera, there's no Malkus anyway, there's no Nafkamin Ladina. So Kamstelson says, no, Chaps and Nafkamina. Nafkamina is, what if subsequently the Kohen is Baalah? Next week he's Taka Baalah. So when he's Baalah, then normally you get Malkus twice. You get Malkus for the Aveira of Lo Yavai, and you get Malkus for the Aveira of Lo Yikach. So Zaptoisis, that's the Nafkamina Nasugya. If you hold that Yesh Lechad V'Aveira in these cases, so it turns out that the Kohen did the act of Kiddushin, so next week when he's Baalah, we're going to give him two sets of Malkus. But if you hold that Ein Shluchat V'Aveira, even in these cases, turns out the Kohen didn't do the Aveira of Lo Yikach. When he's Baalah, we'll give him Malkus for the Bia, but we're not going to give him a double set of Malkus for the Kiddushin. So Taisin the first day was very, very nervous, very concerned to find the case of Malkus for Kiddushin. Tosus was bending over backwards, they were knocking their heads against the wall, dug up a Gemara Kiddushin, took with the Gemara Kiddushin, found the case, where you Mekadesh, then you Baalah, Lemafreya, whole story, El Chagadya. Tosus was working with the assumption that the issue of Ein Shluchat V'Aveira, Ein Shluchat V'Aveira, is a Malkus-oriented issue. It's an Einish-based and oriented issue. So Tosus, your Eidya Shloima, anyone can guess what the second day in Tosus is? The Eidya Shloima, my Nafkamina, where the Yeshlich or Ein Shluch, nothing to do with Malkus. Is the woman Mekudesh, is it not? Is the Kedushin Chal? If you hold that Yesh Lichud V'Aveira B'chei Agav, then the Kedushin is Chal. If you hold Ein Shluchat V'Aveira, what happens? It's always Kedushin. The Kedushin is not Chal. The whole Kedushin is Batla Mavuta, because it's not Shlich. If you hold that whenever the Torah doesn't recognize the concept of Shlichos in the realm of Aveiras, so then Iglaim knows that there never was a Shlichos in the first place. There was never a Shlichos, so then it's not Shaykh to say that the Kedushin should be Chal. So Taisus in the second Teretz is such a posh of the Teretz. Why did Taisus in the first Teretz not give that Teretz? Why did Taisus raise a cup, drag us around with this whole discussion about Malkus, with the Kedushin, with the Bia, with the Meisen, I'm afraid, come on, Kedushin, fourth prayer. Why didn't Taisus say simple? Yeah, Nafkamina, where the Kedushin is called. What do you see from the first day of Taisus? You see that Taisus held that even if Ein Shluchat V'Aveira, what's the din? The Shluchas is Kayemes. Ein Shluchat V'Aveira doesn't undermine the Kashas of the Shalichas. Ein Shluchat V'Aveira is a technical issue vis-a-vis Chayvei Einshi based it. Whether who's the one who gets Malkus. But there's not enough to be Gavi to Chaloy said the Kedushin. The Kedushin of Avon is Chal. Ein Shluchat V'Aveira doesn't undermine the Etzem HaShlichos. Of course the guy is considered to be a Shalich. So that's the Nekudas of Mechloikis Mepashas, the 2 days in Tosis. What does Ein Shluchat V'Aveira mean? Does Ein Shluchat V'Aveira mean there's no Shlichos the Gamrei? Like the 7 day in Tosis, or Ein Shluchat V'Aveira just means that the Shlichos is there, just a question of who gets the Einish. So this theoretical discussion, which revolves around these 2 days in Tosis, anybody know the most pressing Lamaisa issue that emanates from this Tosis?
Kiddushin.
Last year was a hot topic in Eretz Israel. I mean, if you would have been in Eretz Israel last year, you would have been a whole different. Right, what does that have to do with Shemitah? What does that have to do? So, famous statement of the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish was a big opponent of the Het HaMechira. The Het HaMechira, the kids in Nimrus, was the concept of selling all of Eretz Israel to the non-Jews, thereby circumventing the whole halacha of Shemitah. So there are two fundamental issues with the Het HaMechira. Issue number one is, even assuming you could pull off such a stunt of making such a sale, actually three fundamental issues with the Het HaMechira. Even assuming that you can create such a sale, does that affect the Shemitah? The Shemitah apply to land that's owned by Goyim or not? So that's a topic in of itself. Maybe we'll talk about that. We'll see. But so that's an important topic. Then there's a second issue, is that who says you're allowed to make such a sale? Isn't selling land in Eretz Yisrael a violation of Los Echanim, of selling land to Goyim in Eretz Yisrael? That's generally out of the question. Then the third issue that the Mechira is that even assuming you can somehow get around that Isser, says, is that what the people really mean to do? Is there the Gemir's Das on the sale? Is the sale really binding? And then the Mechusa and then the Atayra, is the sale being done properly? So there are three distinct issues that go into that Mechira. All three have to be correct in order for us to be in business for that Mechira. We have to know that selling land in Eretz Yisrael will potentially solve the Shemitah problem. We have to know that we can figure out a way to do it with their Cheter. We have to know that we're able to do it in some way that's actually legally, halachically binding. So if you can overcome all three obstacles, each one of those obstacles could kill you. But if you can overcome all three of them, then you can potentially talk about Het HaMechira. Again, not for now. So one of the issues that the Chazon Ish had with Het HaMechira, one of his biggest oppositions with Het HaMechira, the Chazon Ish felt there was no way whatsoever to get around the Issa problem. He felt that it's an outright Issa D'Araisa to sell land in Eretz to Goyim, and that all the Kumsim and Svaras and Kulas that everyone was coming up with, the Chazon Ish one by one thought they were all wrong. Then the Chazon Ish said, assuming that they're all wrong, it turns out that the Het HaMechira involves a violation of an Issa D'Araisa Los Echanim. So says the Chazon Ish, if the farmer owns the land himself would actually sign on the document, so then okay, so he did an aveira, okay, so we won't give him shlish, we won't give him after yerne, he's a rosh of the farmer, he did an aveira, lost the chanim, but the maaseh, the sale's still valid with the evan. But that's not what happens. What happens? The farmer points the rabbi to be the shliach, so he points the chief rabbi to be the shliach, so the chief rabbi can't be the shliach, because ain't shliach at v'aveira. So that was the Chazon Ish's taina. So the Chazon Ish said, ain't shliach at v'aveira, the Chazon Ish assumed, like the second day in Tosfos, that the Ikar HaDin is that Ein Shlichus V'Aver means that the Shlichus is Mamish Batel. Since the Shlichus is Mamish Batel, so we Gloy Milsa, since the Shlichus is Batel, so we Gloy Milsa that the whole Mechira wasn't good, so then there's nothing to discuss, so for sure that the Mechira didn't get off the ground. As the small comfort, the Chazon Ish says, the good news is that since the sale wasn't valid, it turns out he never violated Los Echanim. Okay. Yeah, you also violated Shemitah. Yeah, so it doesn't really win some, lose some. But anyway, the thrust of the Chazon Ish was is that this day in Tosfos is correct, that ancient Dvarim means the Shlichus is Mamish Batel. But the Pashat Dvarim is that the first day disagrees. The Chazon Ish claims the first day doesn't disagree. The Pashat Dvarim is that the first day in Tosfos disagrees. Anyway, good. So again, so we have a klal of Shluchus Ram Kimaisai. We have a limitation to the klal called ancient Shlichus Dvarim. We have a few important machlokesim and chakiras in the Rishonim, how to understand this klal of Ein Shlichus V'Aveira. Let's look at some other possible limitations to the parasha of Shlichus, some other cases where Shlichus doesn't apply. So comes the Gemara on Daf Mem Aleph and Beis and Maseches Kedushin and tells us that there's no Shlichus for a goy. So if a Jew appoints a goy to be a shliach, or vice versa, a goy appoints a Jew to be a shliach, there is no Shlichus. How do we know there's no Shlichus between Jews and goyim? Who knows? Anyone know the Mokar? What's the mark of shlichus? Truma came to remove gam atem. Gam is l'rabba shluchachem. So the Gemara says, gam atem, the shliach has to be similar to the mishalech. Ma atem b'nei bris, av shluchachem b'nei bris. Just as the mishalech is Jewish, the Torah speaks to the Jews, so to the shliach has to be Jewish as well. So gzeres hakosav that the shliach has to be Jewish. Ma atem b'nei bris, av shluchachem b'nei bris. So the Acharonim have a major machlokes, how to understand Shan, this Rasha, Ma'atem b'nei bris, Ashlucham b'nei bris. So one can understand this Rasha one of two ways. Either one can understand that this Rasha is being megala to me, that a goy is mufka from the parish of Shlichus, that a goy can never be either a Mishalech or a Shalech. The whole concept of Chiddush HaTorah of Shlichus was only given to Yisraelim and not to goy. That's one simple way of understanding. Or maybe one can touch this up a little bit and say it in a razzle-dazzle fancy way, and the following, and say that what the Torah is saying, listen to the words of the drasha. Ma'atem b'nei bris, ashluchem b'nei bris. You, mishaleach, have to be like the shaliach. The two of you, you're a team. You're working on this together. Shluch shalodim, what's the word? Kemoiso. By the way, where's the only time in Mishnah where this phrase appears? Shluch shalodim kemoiso. It's a good trivia question. Brachas, very good. It has nothing to do with Kedushin, Gittin, Truma, nothing. It has to do with what? Davening for the Yomid. The Mishnah says that if a guy makes a mistake when he's davening for Nesha, it's a Simin Ralo. If a guy is the Shalit Tzibur and he makes a mistake, it's a Simin Ra for the Tzibur. So that is the wrong application. That's the least. That has nothing to do with Shalom Kemal. So it's just strange that Chazal decided to use it there. Anyway, but yeah. So one can understand that maybe the reason why a goy can't be a shaliach, or can't be a mishaleach, is because there is a relationship, there is a bond that is being forged between the mishaleach and the shaliach, and that bond can only be forged between similar individuals, between a mishaleach and a shaliach who are both Jewish. But if one of them is non-Jewish, then that bond cannot be formed. My nafkamina is as follows. What if one goy appoints another goy as a shaliach? Will that work? Is there shalichus between two goyim? This chiddush of shlichus, does it apply between two goyim or not? So if you go the first pshat that ain't shlichus liyakov means that there's no such thing as shlichus for a goy. A goy was never given the parish of shlichus. So then finish shlichus Christ is a chiddush atayra. The goy doesn't have it. But if you say no, there's nothing intrinsically wrong with the goy being a shlich or a mishalech. What's wrong is that a Jew and a goy working together on the same team in terms of a shlichus. But if one goy appointing another goy, then we have no problems with that. So this was a big machlekes d'acharonim that is quoted in, believe it or not, Hilchos Mechiras Chometz, the siman about Mechiras Chometz in Hilchos Pesach. So the Magen Avraham quotes, there's no real siman about Mechiras Chometz, just in the middle of Chometz Shabbat Pesach, there's a few discussions Shulchan Aruch about Mechiras Chometz. So the Magen Avraham quotes one of the earlier acharonim, the Masis bin Yamin. The Masis bin Yamin's opinion was that yesh shlichus from one goy to another. What was the shaila? The shaila was, let's say I want to sell chametz to a goy, and the guy's busy, he doesn't come to the sale, he sends his agent instead. The agent is not interested in buying the chametz himself, he's working on behalf of the guy. So he's going to come and buy, he says, I'm representing Mr. Brown, I'm going to buy the chametz on behalf of Mr. Brown. So is that good? Can you do such a thing? Can I make the kinyan? I'm the rabbi, I'm representing thousands of balabatim, can I represent those balabatim selling the chametz? So if Mr. Brown himself shows up, the reason why I use Mr. Brown is because he's the guy we use to sell chametz. His name is John Brown. It's a very non-Jewish name. He's the famous, most famous Mechiras Chametz man on the East Coast. So he is involved in all the Mechiras Chametz for Riverdale, for what?
That's right.
Where do you live?
Lower East Side.
So who's your rabbi?
Rabbi
Ram. He probably comes. He also joins us, no? Maybe not. So all of Riverdale use it, many of the Rabbanim and Teaneck use him, all of the Westchester Rabbanim, many Manhattan Rabbanim, a couple of Queens Rabbanim, so we got about 30, 40 Rabbanim coming on Erev Pesach, so it's a hot and exciting event. You can even check it online, there's it's on YU Torah, there's a video of it that was done a couple of years ago. Mr. Brown actually gave a shiur in YU one year about Mechiras Chametz from the vantage point of the guy. Very strange, but anyway. The very first year when I was at Rav, so I went to Samei Chametz from Balabatim. So I'd never done like the official formal as Rabbi Mechiras Chametz before. So I was filling out all the forms with a guy, Mr. Brown, and he's going through all the kinyanim with me. And then he stops and says, Rabbi, you forgot something. You forgot to do the kinyan chalipin on the closets where the chametz is going to be stored. He didn't say chalipin, but he said, you know, whatever the English word was, I forgot already. He said, you forgot. I said, you're right, Mr. Brown, that's one of the six kinyanim that we do, I forgot. I wasn't paying attention. So he says to me, Rabbi, don't worry, I'm an expert on Mechiras Chametz. An expert means someone who knows a lot about a little. That's right, Hilchos Shabbos, I still know better than him, but Hilchos Mechiras Chametz, he knows better than me. So Mr. Brown, one year, let's say, doesn't want to buy the Chametz, he's not doing too well financially, so he sends his a friend of his, he's doing too well financially. He can't come to the sale, so he doesn't want to come himself, but he wants to buy it. He sends a shalich, because that work or not? Zokta Masas Binyamin, yeah, no problem. Zokta Magen Avraham, big problem. Says the Magen Avraham, it doesn't work. Ein shalich la'ako means there's no such thing, there's no concept of shalichos by goyim. Bein between Jews and goyim, bein between goyim and goyim, there's no such thing as a shalichos b'chlau by goyim. Machlek is the Magen Avraham and the Masas Binyamin. So there is a Mach Nefraim that has one of the, believe it or not, collector's items in terms of a raya to support the idea that there is shalichos between two goyim. In order to appreciate the raya, you need a little bit of a background. The Gemara says in Maseches of Adizara that generally speaking, as a rule, ain't other moisa davar sheino shaloi, that I can't ask for something that doesn't belong to me. Let's say if I bow down to, I go into your backyard and I start bowing down to your trees, that doesn't make them into an asherah. That may put me in a lunatic asylum, but it doesn't make you into your trees also. It makes me an avid of Adizara. I'm chayav misa for it, but your trees remain mutter. So the Gemara has a very, very strange question in the fourth crack of Adizara. The Gemara asks, how could it be that when Klal Yisrael entered into Eretz Yisrael, all the Asherahs that the Goyim, the Canaanim were worshipping were also Bana. The Asherahs were trees that were connected to the ground. The ground already belonged to the Avos. It was already given to the Nasatis and the Chemar Hashah. It was already given to Avraham Avinu. So the Canaanim, the Chidim, the priests, those people, they weren't owners of Eretz Yisrael technically in terms of Dinim Omnis at that point. So all the trees that they bowed down to, we should have applied the Klal of Ein Adam Mosad Dov Hashem Shalom, Kash and the Rabban Shalom. The Torah says, Asherahim Tisufun Goesh. So Frank the Gemara, how could it be Asherahim Tisufun? It's not true because it doesn't belong to the Goyim. So comes the Gemara and says, no, the answer is like this. Let's say I bow down to your Asherah and you are really happy that I did that. You are thrilled. You give me a big pat on the back. Shkrach, thank you for bowing down to the Asherah. You personally are busy right now. You don't have time to bow down to the Asherah, but you're very happy that I did it. So the Gemara says, then the Asherah became also. Why? Because Shlichu Saiko of it. You were my Shaliach. You were acting right there. I'm happy. You're happy. We're all happy. So you don't apply the cloud of Ein Adam Mosad Dov Hashem Shaloi. So comes the Gemara and says, that's exactly what happened with the Jews of Eretz Yisrael. Klal Yisrael in the Midbar bowed down to the Egel Azov. Eile Lecha Yisrael, the Gemara says, Ivu Elohs Harbe. They wanted to worship all the Avodah Zarah they can get their hand on. Nebuchadnezzar they got at the time was the Egel Azov. Look, we're still suffering from the Egel Azov. But they got into Avodah Zarah. They were very happy with all the Avodah Zarah going on in the world. So says the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, that all the Goyim, the Canaanim, who were worshipping all the Asherahs, the Jews were thrilled that they were partying with them in Avodah Zarah, and therefore they became the Shlichim of Klal Yisrael, bowing down to the Egel in the Midbar, and that's how all the Asherahs became also. Adkan Debrekema. So Frek Demachin Ephraim, I don't understand. Ein Shliach La'akum. How could you have, there's no Shlichas between a Jew and a Goy, so how could it be that that the Shlichas, what's the Gemara talking about Shlichas? So Zacht Machin Ephraim, what it must mean is as follows. We have a cloud that when a Yisrael is Ovid of Erezara, so he becomes like a Goy, Lagavi certain halachas. He becomes a Mumu L'chal Tarakula, Lagavi certain halachas. So says the Machin Ephraim, it must be, he becomes like a Goy, Lagavi Yuchas Shlichas also. So now, you have one Goy worshipping Erezara of another Goy, quote unquote of another Goy, and the Goy who owns Erezara, namely Klal Yisrael, are very happy about that. So Shlichas applies, because Yeh Shlichas Bein Akum La'akum. If you would hold like the Magen Avraham,
huh?
Yeah, that's another problem. He talks about that also. So Zaptim Achra Avraham. If the Magen Avraham is right that there's no shlichus for goyim the gamre even between two goyim, so then what does the Gemara mean when it says shlichus ayakovni? It's meaningless. It wouldn't work. There's no shlichus between goyim. It must be what the Gemara means is like the Masas Binyamin. The Yesh shlichus between goyim. And Klai's all the time of Avodah Zarah when they were worshiping Degel had the status of Goyim. That's what the Machin Ephraim says. Well, so most of the Echvarim didn't buy into that Raya for a variety of reasons. So many Echvarim say that the whole Raya is Nishkin Raya. The Gemara says Shlichosayu, it doesn't mean Shlichos. It's a Lashon Mushal. It's just a borrowed phrase. It means Nichole. It means Goligdait. It means Eina the Meister Davashan Shlomim Tzavsai, that I can't ruin it for you. If you're an upstanding, you know, nice guy, I can't go in and bow down to your Hashem and cause you tzaris. But if you're happy with what I'm doing, so then it's Kilo you're doing it. It's not Shlichos, it's not Shluchav Kabaisa, it's a Parsha of Shlichos, it's a joke. There's zero to nothing at all to do with Shlichos. Therefore, the whole concept, the whole barring of the concept of Shlichos is Bafla Mavoto. So the whole Machin Ephraim doesn't even get off the ground. So again, the Pasha that Dvarim is like the Magen Avraham against the Masad Binyamin, the Goyim Amufka from the Pasha of Shlichos to them. Good, so far so good. So again, so we know a little bit about Shlichos, we know a little bit about how Shlichos works, we know a little bit about some of the limitations of Shlichos. There is another important person who cannot serve as a Shaliach, or cannot serve as a Shaliach for that matter, and that is a Katan. Somebody under the age of Bar Mitzvah is not in the Parsha of Shlichos. How do you know that? So that's a little bit unclear. How do you know that that's true? That why can't a Katan be Mamana Shaliach? So Pascha. The Gemara never says exactly why. Rashi writes one thing, and the Rambam says something else. A lot of Rishonim have different reasons why, but that's the din. There was Befeirish in several places in Kiddush Nachman Beis that a Kotan cannot possibly be Manor Shalich. So one could raise a question as to what the nature of this Chisaron is that a Kotan can't appoint a Shalich. So Rabbi Kiveger has a tremendous Chiddush. Rabbi Kiveger writes that the reason why a Kotan can't appoint a Shalich is not that a Kotan can't have a Shalich. It's not that a Shalich can't work for a Kotan. It's that a Kotan is a lot by Das. So mainly he can't, the Chisaron in the Mina Shalichus. He can't technically appoint somebody. How can I appoint somebody? The appointment of a Shalich involves a certain degree of Das. I have to know what's going on. I have to understand what I'm doing. I'm creating a status of a Chalois in Halacha. I'm creating the concept of Shalichus. So I have to be a Bar Das to do that. So the male is to be Kiveger, a Kotan is a Labar Das. A Kotan doesn't have that Koyach to have Minur Shalichus. That's what Kiveger's Shtetl Torah. Therefore, Kiveger suggests that what if you can somehow pull off a stunt of having a shlichus without the requirement of a minor shlichus. Leitzi, you can dream up such an idea, such an entity called a shliach, which circumvents the requirement of a minor shlichus, so then maybe you can have such a concept for a kotel. So where do we have such an idea of a shlichus without a minor shlichus? I don't know. Close, you're right there. Same sugya. He said apotropos. You're two lines before you in the Gemara Kiddush Nachman Beis. The three stages, the shlichus, it ends with apotropos, and the middle stage is zechiyah. There's a concept called Zoch Lam Shlo Lefonav. Namely, I want to give Reuven a present. Reuven's not around. They come to Shimon and say, Shimon, pick up the present on behalf of Reuven. Zoch Lam Shlo Lefonav. So there's a big, big, big machlokes of Rishonim about can you do Zochin for a Kotan min HaTorah? The Gemara says in Bava Metzia that you can do Zochin for a Kotan. If I want to give a Kotan a present, I can ask a Gadol to pick up that present on behalf of the Kotan. So the Gemara says, Yesh Chil HaKotan. And if the big machlokes we're showing them, is that a din deraisa or is that a din derabonon? El atzada, that's a din deraisa. How can that be? If there's no shlichos for a katan, what shaykh would it be zechia for a katan? So Rabbi Kiveger says, no, the answer is very simple. That zechia is a type of a shlichos, but it's a shlichos without a mini shlichos. And whenever I know for a fact that the guy's happy in receiving this gift, so the Torah says you don't need mini shlichos. You need mini shlichos when it's unclear whether the person would want you to do it or not. How do I know whether he wants to get married? How do I know whether he wants to divorce his wife? How do I know whether he wants to marry his true man? How do I know he wants to shut from Pesach? There are pros and the cons. I can't go ahead and divorce the guy's wife without asking him. I can't go ahead and Kaddish Nisha without asking him. So you require mini shlichus. But if it's so obvious that the guy wants it, and it turns out the guy really does want it, so then I could do it without having a formal mini shlichus. So Zokta B'Kideger, that's the reason why Zechia works for a Kotan, even though shlichus doesn't work for a Kotan, because Zechia is the case of a shlichus which doesn't have the prerequisite of a mini shlichus. That was Rabbi Kiveger's Gevaldik Abir. So his son, Rabbi Shlomo Eger, says that the Mechilas covered his father, thought his father was not right, he thought his father was against the Beferish Gemara in the first back of Maseches Bava Metzia. The Gemara raises the question in Bava Metzia about a concept called Kinyan Chotzer. Kinyan Chotzer means, let's say, a guy wants to divorce his wife, so the Torah says, V'nosim B'yod, he's got to put the get down into her hand. So what if he doesn't put it into her hand, he puts it into her Chotzer? What's the din? So the Mishnah says it's good. The first Mishnah, the eighth Perek of Gittin, says it's good. V'nosim b'yad, v'nosim b'kamakam, it works. So the Gemara in the first Perek of Metzia raises the Shaila. What's the nature of this halacha called Kinyan Chatzer? What? How do you understand this halacha that I could take something and put it into the chatzer of the woman? The Torah says b'yad. What do you mean the chatzer? So the Gemara presents two possibilities. One possibility is that chatzer mishum yad is rabbi. A chatzer is like an extension of the yad. It's the same thing. It's just it's a longer hand, but it basically works mitam yad. Well, the other possibility in the Gemara is what? Chatzah mishum. What's the other logical possibility? Chatzah mishum shlichus, right? That maybe the chatzah is working like you would say an inanimate shliach of the bottom of the woman. So the Gemara says a chakira. It's like an achronish chakira. It appears in the Gemara. Many chakiras appear in the Gemara. You just have to know where to find them. So this chakira is pretty explicit. The Gemara raises the shaila. What's the din? Is chatzah mishum yadis rabbi? It's an extension of the woman's hand herself, or Schatzim Shem Shlichus Shrabai, its mamish works b'taras like an agent, like a shliach. So the Gemara says, my nafkamina, so you always have to have a nafkamina. Without a nafkamina, it's just done in the air. So what's the nafkamina between whether it's yad or shliach? The Gemara says, one of the girls a katana. So she's married, the father married her off as a little girl, now the husband wants to divorce her, and he puts the get into her chatzah. Does that work or not? If you hold that chatz is mishum yad, what's the answer?
Yeah.
Then it works. She has a yad, she has a chatz. But if you hold chatz is mishum shlichus, there's no shlichus for a katan. That's what the Gemara says in Bavitzi. Unresolved issue in the Gemara. Chatz mishum yad, chatz mishum shlichus. Nu, what's the cash against the Kavanah? Chotzer is mishum. Even if your chotzer is mishum shlichos, there's no need for what? There's no need for a minor shlichos. Let's say. No, it's not a schir. No. But you don't need das isha for gerushin. You can be gash isha b'koch also. So the halacha is whenever you invoke king and chotzer. Let's say a guy wants king and chotzer. So for argument's sake, somebody wants to give me a gift. So they go ahead and they put it into my chotzer. Well, let's say a davar shel hefke falls into my chotzer. I don't have to appoint my chotzer as a shliach. I don't have to go up to my chotzer and say, Mr. Chotzer, please be mekabel this matana for me.
It's
not because it's chos. Even in the case of a get, which is not as chos, it still works. Let's say a shliach wants to go ahead and be a shliach, be a koch of the woman. That doesn't work. Because shlichos requires a mina shlichos.
So
requires
if chotzer is like a shliach, so the baal can't be memane or shliach lekabola for the woman?
No, but this will work. This is a shliach of the Torah points. The Torah says the chotzer apidin is like the shliach of the isha, but it's a shlichus without a mina shlichus. So Rabbi Shlom Eger just asked against his father, the Helig Rabbi Kivager. You Rabbi Kivager said that whenever you have a shlichus without a mina shlichus, a katan is kosher. That was your model of zechiyah. Zochin the other from the fun of is a shlichus without a mina shlichus. So Frekum Shlom Eger chotzer is also a shlichus without a mina shlichus. The Gemara said beferish, that's no good. So Zevin from Da, you see from here, says Rav Shlom Eger that my father's not right. You see from here that the chisaron of a katan is not just a technical chisaron in mina shlichus. It's a din, it's a halacha that there's no shlichus for a katan. Finish end of discussion. Which shlichus? Without shlichus, it doesn't matter. There's no shlichus for a katan. So Abba Zoy, if there's no shlichus for a katan, so how does zechiyah for a katan work? Those rishonim will hold that zechiyah works for a katan. Again, not all rishonim hold that way, but those rishonim will say that zochan a katan min haTorah. How does it work? If a kineged lechayr is not right. So Rabbi said, the way it works is as follows, that there is a basic machlekes of Rishonim, is zechiyah mita'am shlichos, or zechiyah la mita'am shlichos. These two parashas that we have, called shlichos and zechiyah, they're very similar. In both cases, Reuven's doing something on behalf of Shimon. In one case, there's mina shlichos. In the other case, there's no mina shlichos, but it's a zchus. So do we say that the parasha of zechiyah is a subset, a subcategory of shlichos? Zechiyah is mitam shlichos. They're basically working in the same way. Or do we say, no, that they're two different parashas, they don't do each other. So if you hold that zechiyah is la mitam shlichos, how can you ask me a kasha from left field? How can you have zechiyah for a katan, and after all, there's no shlichos for a katan? Thank you very much for the question. It's an irrelevant question. The two different parashas. What is my in shvita etzla asinai? So the machlekes of Rishayim and Bav Metzia in the fifth parak, whether yesh zechiyah for katan or not, is not like Rabbi Kivega said. A machlekes is the chisar in the mean and mechayes. Nah. If it's zechiyah is mitam shlichos, it's ink and work for katan. There's no shlichos for katan. There's no zechiyah for katan. Those Rishayim will hold that zechiyah works for katan in a Torah. Those who show them are predicating themselves on the assumption that zechiyah is nothing to do with shlichos. Zechiyah mechun shlichos mechun. Zechiyah is takala mitam shlichos. So at the end of the day, we learned a few exceptions to the rule in terms of shlichos. So shlichos is a great klal. There's a lot of important ramifications to it, a lot of examples to it, but there are a few limitations to it. One of the limitations is mitzvah shebagufo. One of the limitations is en shlichos l'dva'avera. One of the limitations is en shlichos l'akom. One of the limitations is en shlichos l'kotan. So we try to show a little bit shas topic number two about shlichos. Okay, we'll stop here.
Okay, guys, thank you.